Sparks from welding shoot in 1,000 different directions. Workers are busy transforming Plaza de Armas for its new role, housing San Antonio's Department for Culture and Creative Development, and part of the city's Communications and Public Affairs Office. The city's Mike Frisbee says the 41,000-square-foot space is coming back to life for the City Public Access Channel studios, offices, and a restaurant.
Really, it's making a great use of this historic building, really restoring a lot of those historic features. Inside, you'll see historic walls and timbers that are being restored, and it's going to be a beautiful facility when it's done.
Watch your hands, please.
At first glance, the interior looks like any typical construction site, but limestone from the 19th century is all around. The original columns dominate the first floor, which will be a new gallery space. Over the years, the building has served many purposes. But this and the adjacent Spanish Governor's Palace was the original site of the 1722 Presidio San Antonio de Bear, a Spanish fort built for the settlement in San Antonio. Some of the earliest settlers landed here in what was the second phase of the founding of the city. City archaeologist Kay Hine says this is the true heart of San Antonio.
If you walk on these grounds, you're literally walking where the city began. And so from a significance point of view, you just can't get more important than that.
Excavation revealed artifacts that had burned, colonial period wares, and grinding stones. As construction moves forward, architects and preservationists are leaving in place original flooring, timbers from the ceiling, and the limestone walls. Hines says San Antonio is proud of its history.
The historical aspect of the city has been a huge economic generator for the city. Our historic sites are some of the highest on the list of why people come to San Antonio.
The city says the past will be preserved as the future of Plaza de Armas rolls full steam ahead. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.